This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Today we're having a conversation with Deanne van Doesburg, the head of product development at Hollard, and we're speaking on the rights and responsibilities around insurance. It's not the first time we're having a conversation with Deanne. She is back again, joining us for yet another one. Welcome back, Deanne.
Thanks so much for having me again.
So, Deanne, for all our listeners out there, we are continuing our conversation on insurance. And today we are talking on something so important to understand when buying insurance or when making a claim from your insurer. Today is all about, you know, empowering you. It's all about empowering ourselves. We're going to talk about, you know, the rights and responsibilities when it comes to insurance. Deanne, can you tell us more about the topic for today, the rights and responsibilities of insurance and why this is so important?
Sure. So today really is about empowering our listeners to better understand the rights and responsibilities of their insurer, but then also to understand their own rights and responsibilities as a policyholder.
Yeah.
If our policyholders understand this and aware of it when they're taking out the policy, then it makes claiming easier and unlocking our insurance policies easier. So it's really important that our listeners understand this and understand that the products need
things. Sure. So if I understand you correctly, you're saying that an insurance policy is a two-way street. Both me and the person who is insured and the company I'm insured with have rights, and we both have responsibilities.
Exactly that. So the insurer has the responsibility to pay out valid claims within agreed terms. But as policyholders, you also have the responsibility to be honest, to pay your premiums, and understand your policy. You have to stick within the terms and conditions of your policy.
So, okay. Now, I'd like for you to make it easy for me. What are my rights and responsibilities as a consumer, as someone that wants to buy insurance and be covered?
Okay, so there will be several terms and conditions that will be mentioned in the policy document.
Yeah.
So I'm going to touch on five important points.
Okay.
So the first one as a consumer or policyholder is to make sure that you are informed.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you know and you understand the insurance product. So this means you must review your policy documents and make sure you're aware of what you are covered for and what you are not covered for and whether you have an excess. So we touched on this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the second point is to make sure that as the policyholder, you provide accurate information. So in order for the insurer to insure you correctly, you need to provide them with true and complete information.
Mm.
So yeah, it's important to remember to be honest with your insurer. It's always your own responsibility to be honest with your insurers when you purchase a policy or when you submit a claim. Then the third point to take note of is to identify yourself. So the insurance company will need several details about you, and this can include information like your ID number or your address, and also details of other people you're insuring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to remember to update your policy if any of this information changes over time. So for example, you get married or you move houses, make sure you give this information to your insurer when it happens.
Okay.
Then the fourth point to mention is that you must make sure you have the contact details of your insurer or your broker or your agent, whoever's assisted you with your policy.
Mm.
So that is during the lifetime of your policy, if you need to make changes or you need to make a claim, you have these details handy. And the last thing you want is to have a claim, maybe there's a death in the family, and now you don't know where to go, where to go find the contact details. So make sure you have the contact details handy.
Okay.
And then the last point is around premium payments. So confirm how much your insurance payments will cost you each month and make sure you can afford it because you can't miss premium.
Mm.
So it will also be important for you to make sure that you understand how you'll be paying the premium each month. So it could be via a debit order directly from your bank account. Some insurers might allow you to pay from retail store, like a pet store. And some insurers also might allow you to pay through a store account, like a Jet clothing account.
Sure. So, now we understand the responsibilities and the rights from our side as the consumers. But what about the other side? What are the rights and the responsibilities of the insurance companies?
Yeah, so good question. So, the insurance company, like you said, it's a two-way street. The insurance company will also have their own rights and responsibilities. So the main one will be that the insurance company is taking on the responsibility for the risk that you face if an insured event occurs.
Okay.
So, for example, if you have death or funeral cover, then the insurance company is taking on the risk that you die today or tomorrow or in a month's time. And if you do, and your premiums have been paid up to date and you stuck to the terms and conditions of the policy, then you have the right to be paid your claim.
Mm.
It's also the insurance company's responsibility to supply you with all the policy documents, including all the terms and conditions, before you decide to accept the cover.
Okay.
So that you know what you're getting yourself into before you sign on the dotted line. So make sure that you get all the information you need. Well, actually, the insurer should be making sure they give you all the information you need before you take up the cover. And it's also the insurer's responsibility to explain the important parts of the policy to you. So if you have any questions, you can ask the insurance company, and they need to do their best to ensure that you understand all the important components, the terms, conditions, and the requirements in the policy wording. Then the insurance company will also have qualified agents or brokers who will act on their behalf. And these guys need to complete training in order to ensure that they understand the different products available.
Yeah.
As well as any restrictions or requirements of these policies when they engage with you as a customer. So whoever you're engaging with who's selling the policy to you, they need to be adequately trained and give you correct information. Then the last point to note is that all insurance companies must obey insurance-related South African law. The insurance company must also be registered with the South African Reserve Bank and must be properly registered for the product that they sell.
Okay.
So this is ultimately to protect the consumer and to make sure the insurers in South Africa are able to continuously deliver on their promise of protecting you in the case of an incident.
So let's talk of in the case of an incident, but what happens if the incident is the rights and responsibilities not being followed? What can I do if I feel that I'm not being treated fairly by my insurer?
So that's also a great question. Yeah. So sometimes, I mean, as consumers, you can feel powerless against a large insurance organization.
True.
But in reality, that really isn't the case. There are so many measures that are put in place to assist the consumer in receiving fair treatment from insurers in South Africa. So I would say if as a consumer you aren't satisfied with the service you received or with the claim that's been rejected, the first step that you can take is to contact the insurer itself and lay a complaint. So the insurer should have a department that's dedicated to resolving complaints from customers, and then they will review your complaint in detail, and then they should get that to you. However, if your insurer comes back to you and you're still unsatisfied with how the complaint was handled, then you can also approach the ombudsman. So the insurance ombudsman in South Africa aims to protect both the insurer and consumers in disputes around insurance policies and claims. So this means they are a neutral third party who will investigate your claim, and they have the authority to overturn or change the decision on your claim made by the insurer if they believe you are treated unfairly.
Okay.
So there are two ombudsmen. There's one for life insurance and then there's one for non-life insurance. And you can refer to your policy documents to get the correct contact information, their email address or their number.
Sure. Yet again, the importance of that policy document that will include all of these things that we have been covering.
Yes, exactly. So, like I said last time, don't throw your policy documents away.
True.
Make sure they're handy and they're close by.
And not to put them under the mattress also.
Yes.
Deanne, thank you so much for taking us through yet another very informative conversation when it comes to our insurance. We truly do appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
There you have it, man. We've come to the end of yet another exciting episode of Hollard Financial Education Series. Today, we're unpacking the rights and responsibilities, both for us as the consumer and our insurers when it comes to insurance, taking out insurance and the claim process, the whole thing. And I think this is very, very important for us to understand your rights and your responsibility, but also keeping in mind the rights and the responsibility of that insurer. I really did learn a lot today. And in the beginning of this conversation, I did tell you that there is 1,500 Rand that will be going to one listener who will answer a question that I will ask correctly based on today's topic. So the gist of it is that you have to have listened to the topic to know the answer. And you can enter the competition via WhatsApp or our website. All you need to do is WhatsApp us the correct answer, followed by your name and hashtag Hollard to 079-899-6226. Alternatively, you can also go to our website, click on competitions, and then go to Hollard Financial Literacy Competition, and then you can answer the very same multiple choice based question right there for this week's episode. And that 1,500 Rand could easily just be yours. Terms and conditions are also available on our website. Time for that question, right? You have been listening to this conversation and we've learned quite a lot, and it's time to put that to the test. And if you are tested and you come, you know, at the top of the right answer, you are probably going to walk away with 1,500 Rand. One person will probably walk away with that 1,500 Rand. So here's the question. It is my own responsibility to make sure I understand everything in my insurance policy. It is my own responsibility to make sure I understand everything in my insurance policy. Option number one, false. Option two is true. Option three, I do not need to understand my policy wording. Here it comes again, multiple choice. You need to confirm this statement. It is my own responsibility to make sure I understand everything in my insurance policy. Option one is false. Option two is true. And option three says, I do not need to understand my policy wording. Forward your answers, your correct answers, to our WhatsApp line, that's 079-899-6226, or log on to capricornfm.co.za and click on Hollard Financial Literacy Competition page to enter. T's and C's do apply. The winner will be announced next week, Wednesday, on the show, and our next episode is going to be on the 11th of August, and we will be discussing retirement and retirement planning. So do not miss out on that. Good luck to the competition and good luck on your answers. The Hollard Financial feature on the Tailored Experience, brought to you by Hollard in partnership with Limpopo's Hottest Frequency.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.